96.
Approve fiscal year 2015-16 cost of living adjustments to pay rates for non-represented classifications and elected officials. Specify the effect upon employees in the classification involved and provide for payment.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor, Councilors. My name is Elizabeth Nunes. I am your class comp manager, and I'm here to present the ordinance to provide a 2.1% cost of living increase adjustment to the compensation rates for non-represented employees, as well as the opportunity for elected officials to receive that. And in the ordinance, you will note that of the $3,037,000 that this is going to cost, it's already been budgeted for, $1.372 million comes from the general fund and $1.665 million from the non-general fund bureaus. And it's effective July 1.
Elizabeth, when I served with Commissioner Leonard, he always used to bristle at the idea that a cost of living increase was a pay increase. And his theory was that COLAs, which are awarded to Social Security recipients, to represented employees, to all kinds of categories, are designed to cover the impact of inflation. And that, in fact, from Randy's point of view, if you did not take a COLA, you're actually seeing a pay cut. Where do you come down on that?
I agree with him wholeheartedly. If I said pay increase, it was a misstatement because it really is an adjustment to the range. And over the years, if you sort of track what the COLAs or cost of living adjustments have been, you'll see that sometimes we stay up with the cost of living and sometimes it's not quite. The cost of living goes up a little higher. And so the theory that if you don't take it, you're getting a slight pay cut, I would say you're going to be behind in overall ability to pay for goods and services.
Okay. Other questions?
Elizabeth, just I think I know the answer to this, but elected officials have until July to figure out whether they want to accept the cost of living adjustment. Is that right?
That is correct. July 2nd.
Anything else? Okay. Thank you very much. Anyone want to speak on this item? Come on up. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Lightning. I represent Watchdog X. As I stated last year, I have a real problem again on the bureau directors making more money than the commissioners and the mayor. And it's my understanding that City Human Resources Administrative Rule Section 8.4 compensation for elected official provides that salary rates for the mayor, commissioner, an auditor shall not be assigned to a salary schedule and shall be established separately by the council. Now, with that in mind, you've shown a surplus budget this year. Obviously, that equates to good performance. And why the commissioners and the mayor are not receiving at least the same as the bureau directors is a big concern to me, because I think that's what it should be. I think there needs to be an adjustment made. I think the bureau directors need to step up and make this adjustment. In my opinion, if you don't, I'm going to try to step in and actually drop your salaries down. And I think to be fair and equitable to the commissioners and the mayor, I think you need to really look at this close, have some input, and understand that your salaries, some as high as close to $200,000 a year, is what the commissioner's salary should be also, and the mayor at the very least. And so I have a real problem with this, and I'd like to have this addressed, because when you're showing a surplus budget, and I know that if you were working at a large corporation and you made $50 million surplus budget and they just gave you 5% bonus, that would be $2.5 million. Now, I know this isn't a major corporation to look at, but you're earning every penny if you were at $200,000. And you should be recognized for that and compensated for that, at least at the same level as the Bureau of Directors. And that is my opinion. And my understanding that change can be made, and I hope it is made. Thank you.
Thank you.
I was hoping you'd go on, Lightning. It's so rare that anybody comes in and says anything like that.
Thank you very much for making that point. Anyone else? And let's see. I forgot to look to see if it is an emergency. It is an emergency ordinance. Okay, let's take a roll call vote.
Fish.
Well, there's apparently nothing controversial about the component of this ordinance which awards a cost of living increase to our hardworking non-represented employees. I think we're all in accord on that, and we are no different than virtually every other level of government that does this. And I guess we should continue to applaud that inflation is relatively low. Now, the question is always going to come up, should electeds take it or not? Every elected will make their own decision. For the bulk of my service, we were in a recession where we were laying employees off and we were making tough decisions. So I and some other colleagues chose not to take a COLA, effectively in solidarity with the workforce that was having to share the pain during tough times. Last year I took a COLA. I intend to take a COLA this year. I do not view it as a pay increase. I view it as a cost of living adjustment. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
I'm very glad that we're not in a position where we have to ask our hardworking, not represented employees to take a pay cut, which, as Commissioner Fish points out, is what we'd be doing if we were not allowing for this cost of living adjustment. Aye.
Fritz.
I say my speech is almost exactly the same as yours, Commissioner Fish, that this is keeping up with inflation or attempting to keep up with inflation. And like you, I didn't take the COLA during the recession, but I plan to do so this year. Aye.
Hales.
Our employees do indeed deserve to keep up with the cost of living, so that's why this ordinance overall is appropriate and reasonable. Let me say something about the subject of elected official compensation, because I appreciated Lightning's testimony very much, and that is at some point, not this year, at some point I'd like to appoint a salary commission to review the issue of the compensation of commissioners and the mayor with respect to those of bureau directors, because we do have an absurd imbalance, but it's also a huge political hot potato for any council to take up. And so my notion about that is that at some point we ought to have a salary commission convened in the city to look at that issue and set the salaries for our successors, and that the five of us or whoever is here at that point should vote on the salaries for our successors, and that we should push the reset button on the structure of compensation of the City of Portland for the future. I'm not sure exactly when that moment comes, but it should come sometime soon. On the larger question in the state of Oregon, the subject of local official compensation is absurd. I believe the city of Gresham just approved a charter change that finally pays the mayor of a city of 100,000 people that was entirely a volunteer job before that. And that makes, I believe, three cities, maybe four, out of the 240 cities in Oregon where council members or mayors are paid, despite the fact that some of those cities, places like Salem, are pretty good-sized cities. So this is a subject rife with injustice and absurdity. Eventually, we might be able to rectify one more piece of that, at least for those that come after us. But for the moment, we'll walk along with our bureau directors in lockstep, albeit quite a ways behind them. Aye. Thank you.